This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest in the Headlines. The National Union of Public Workers strongly refutes claims it signed on to any agreement with government's lie detector test rollout at the Barbados port. Governor of the Central Bank is calling for the region to be more proactive in building economic resilience amid growing global risk. Hoteliers maintain a positive outlook with 2 weeks left before Grand Cadouman. Some saying hotels are fully booked for crop over weekend. And the local Rastafari community continues to oppose government's approach to cannabis legislation. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
The National Union of Public Workers has made it clear that it did not sign any agreement with the government regarding the implementation of lie detector tests at the Barbados Port Incorporated. Acting General Secretary Wayne Warren told Starcom Network News that such testing cannot be made mandatory for existing staff. However, he expressed support for the use of lie detector tests during the recruitment process. His comments come in the response to a report aired this morning indicated that the Barbados Port Incorporated has commenced truth verification testing for all stakeholders conducting business at the Bridgetown port.
It is a voluntary arrangement. It's a voluntary arrangement between the Crown and the public officers. So we could not have said yes to something that is voluntary in terms of an arrangement. It cannot be imposed as a terms and conditions of service. It can't be made mandatory. They're indicated it would be done with the recruitment process. We don't necessarily see an issue if you want to deal with immigration, customs, police. It's done for BDF police. I don't think there's no major issue in using it as a part of the recruitment process.
Mr. Warren also spoke of the procedure to be taken by those who refused to take the test and felt subsequent action by management was not justified.
What we accept is voluntary. Workers, if they feel they have been unduly victimized or subtly or otherwise because they refuse, then they recourse to the grievance procedure. Because there's already a grievance and the same procedure to deal with the conduct and ethical standards of public officers, there's a procedure in place already for that. But let me repeat, the true verification test, we have never signed off on it as a condition of service because it's voluntary. But we accept that where public officers have the right to volunteer to say yes or no, that is the right of that public officer. And if they feel that they have been victimized by refusal or unduly victimized, then the officer has recourse to invoke a grievance in this matter.
That's NUP Acting General Secretary Wayne Warren. The governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, says Caribbean people must move beyond economic recovery and focus on building resilience amid global risk. Speaking this morning at the opening of the 45th Annual Review Seminar, where regional economists and academics gathered at the Radisson Aquatica, Dr. Greenidge highlighted global threats and says the region must move beyond managing to mitigating risk.
True resilience requires that we anticipate future shocks, that we transform our vulnerabilities into strengths, and that we build institutions and systems capable of striving and accelerating change. Today's global landscape presents us with a complex web of emerging risks. Volatile energy prices and commodity prices, intensifying climate impacts, and rapid advancement in technology, coupled with cyber threat and the all-present global economic uncertainty. For smaller states, these are not abstract terms and ideas to grapple with. So this summer, it embodies our regional commitment to evidence-based policymaking.
The governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Hotels, small villas, and Airbnb properties are reporting a positive outlook with 2 weeks left before grand curtailment, with some marking 5% increases in occupancy from cropover last year. Speaking to Starcom Network, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford, pointed to the high occupancy ahead of the season's climax.
Things are going fairly well. I mean, it's as consistent as typical years because cropover does bring a buzz, especially amongst the smaller properties, those that you would typically find in like the St. Lawrence Gap and the Worthing and the Hastings area. Some of the larger hotels, the Hilton, for example, the Marriott Group with the ones that reopened, the Wyndham and Savannah, etc., they're doing fairly well with the traffic because being on the South Coast, as you know, tends to be more centralized for the events.
Chief Executive Officer of the BHGA, Ryan Ford, in the lunchtime edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
The local Rastafari community is calling on government to uphold what they term cannabis justice and stop the arrest of Barbadians for small quantities. Scores of members shared their views last evening at the Israel Level Foundation in a meeting call to outline their concerns with government's rollout of cannabis legislation. Currently, citizens caught with 14 ounces or less are subject to a ticket and no charge, but Secretary of the National Rastafari Registry, Ras Eilif Freeman, said this was not the case and many were still being treated wrongfully.
Half ounce or down, and there's no synergy between the lawmakers and the police who represent the lawmakers, because people are being arrested and taken in when they are held with under a half ounce and then taken home and searched. If you are stopped for a traffic offense, they don't take you home to find out if you got stolen car rims or tires at home. So why should you be taking a person home if you hold them with under a half ounce?
Secretary of the National Rastafari Registry, Ras Eilif Freeman. Popular DJ and soca artist Tyson Versiwell Wilson is calling on the youth of Barbados to turn their backs on badness and join the Peace Challenge. The social media challenge was launched recently, inviting Barbadians at home and abroad to voice their concern publicly about the issue of violence in the community. Speaking to Starcom Network about the initiative, Versiwell also encouraged fellow entertainers to speak out against crime and violence.
A lot of people look up to us and pay attention to whatever we do. So pushing a positive message can encourage people to do the same. And the more of us that speak out, the more likely we will convince people to choose a different way to resolve their issues instead of conflict.
I want the youth of Barbados to know that even though social media makes it look that way most of the time, to become cool or popular, you don't need to be a bad man or a bad gal. There are positive progressive things you can do that can make people respect you. Being a bad man or a bad guy eventually leads to prison, injury, or even death. So it's definitely not worth it.
Popular DJ and soca artist Tyson Versiwell. Now, following the successful staging of this year's Junior Kadumit, Soca star Mikey Mercer is calling the current crop of young Calypsonians special and is calling on authorities to ensure they remain focused on the arts. Mercer said he would be doing his part to encourage the next generation, but said competition opportunities remain critical to their development.
The future of soca is in good hands. There's a keen interest in the youth with soca and calypso, and they seem very eager to work at the craft and get better at the craft. I've always been advocate for competition. Just like anything else, some people, you know, take the thing overboard, but I do believe competition is healthy. After all, we have competition in everything else in life. But, you know, it helps you to test your skill set and gives you a standard to aspire to. And then when you're up against top-tier artists, it pushes you to grow. It pushes you beyond your limits.
That's Mikey Mercer, who wrote the Mr. Showman's winning song for the Scotiabank Junior Soca Competition. Our top stories. The National Union of Public Workers strongly refutes claims it signed on to any agreement with government's lie detector test rollout at the Barbados port. Governor of the Central Bank is calling on the region to be more proactive in building economic resilience amid growing global risk. Hoteliers maintaining a positive outlook with 2 weeks left before Grand Kadumit, some saying hotels are fully booked for the crop over weekend. And the local Rastafari community continue to oppose government's approach to cannabis legislation. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good evening.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.